Dan Walshman, and you're listening to the Business Locker Room Show with Kelly Riggs.
Hey, welcome back to the Business Locker Room. I am Kelly Riggs, your host. You can find us at bizlockerroom.com. This is the show where we discuss real practical business tools and ideas that you can take back and begin to use right away, including our topic today with my guest, Stephen Gaffney. We're talking about communication in the workplace. So many different things and different ways to come at this particular topic. We're in the middle of talking about the four things that you must have for open and honest, truthful communication. And the first of those, Stephen, was to be aware. You said it's the things that we don't say that have to make it into the conversation. Where do we go from there? What are the other three?
Well, let me just say this about the awareness. This is a key element because a lot of people don't think this is an issue. I cannot tell you how many times I've talked to an executive who wants to hire me, and he said, you know, I've heard about the great work, but we don't have an honest communication problem. And then when I share, look, the problem isn't what people say. It's actually what they're not saying. Are you getting surprised and blindsided? Suddenly they realize that's a bigger issue than they realized. And in the end, they find out it's a huge issue. So awareness is key. Second step, though, is that leaders need to demonstrate certain behaviors and strategies that open up channels of communication. They want to actually demonstrate that they really want to hear it. So you might say, what's an example of this? Well, that's when a leader says, listen, we are open to your feedback. We want to hear your ideas. And then they never use those ideas. Third thing is you need to arm employees with a skill set to have open, honest communication. There are 9 critical strategies to have open, honest communication. In other words, how do you plot out? How do you have that conversation? So somebody might be thinking right now, well, gosh, I really need to have a straightforward, upfront conversation with somebody, but they're not going to receive it well. How do I do it? That's a good question. You have to have certain keys and strategies to open up channels of communication. We can go into that more. And the fourth thing is we need to build in accountability and rewards for open, honest communication. You need to show people that we really do reward people when they tell us things that we don't always want to hear, but we're glad they said. So it's really important to develop that accountability and rewards for honesty.
Listen, communication issues are what they are. I mean, every organization has communication issues. And while that's true, it leads us down a path sometimes that, well, it's not really something you can fix. It's something you have to tolerate. But you don't buy into that, do you?
Not at all, because I've helped organizations transform their culture, and pretty quick. Let me give you an example. Going back to this trust issue, right? So a lot of leadership teams, first of all, whenever you look at an organization and there's any problems, you always got to look at the leadership team. And it's not that it's their fault, like they're bad individuals. It's just that's really where the problem ensues. So when you have lack of openness, when there's trust issues, it's usually I've found that one leader or several leaders don't trust each other. In other words, it's happening at the top. Now, the top could be in a big organization. It could be, you know, related to a particular business unit or area. It doesn't have to, I'm not talking necessarily at the C level. But right. What I am talking about is whatever the leadership of that organization or that team is having a problem, it comes from that, you know, those leaders. So I've worked with organizations, and I've developed a system called this reboot system, which is you get everybody to share what's going on, and then you teach them how to resolve the issue, and then you resolve the issue. And suddenly, in a matter of just a short period of time, an organization can come from lack of trust to trustful, because what you do is you coach them, you facilitate them to get the real issues out. And then what scares people is that, well, if I get the real issues out, what's going to happen? If you show them how to resolve it, then they actually have faith that if I bring it up, something good is going to happen. Because if you think about it, some of the reasons why people don't bring up things is because they think, you know, nothing's going to happen, or they're worried that somebody's going to use that information against them. So what I found is, and I've worked with many leadership teams, that you can easily get them to trust. And I've worked with major dysfunctional teams, mm-hmm. and it still gets them to trust, because once they start speaking the truth, good stuff happens. But that's what needs to happen. Not like a team building exercise where they're running around the building or climbing up a tree or something like that. Those are all nice and those are good things to do, but it is not going to solve problems when there's lack of trust. Not, and here's the reason why. Because you need to have the skill, we all need to have the skill set to actually, how do you have those difficult, honest conversations? It has to happen.
That's great stuff. Thank you so much, Stephen. I'm looking forward to having you on a regular basis as we're going to talk about communication, all of the impact that it has on organizations and salespeople and entrepreneurs, marketing messages. I mean, we could just go on and on and on. Really looking forward to it. Thanks for joining us in the locker room.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us on this edition of the Business Locker Room. That's going to do it for our show today. Special thanks to Stephen Gaffney. to Brandy Jackson, our executive producer, and Kevin Gassman for making us sound great on the other side of the glass. We'll be back next week in the Business Locker Room on Voice America.